This week in West Virginia history. On January 18, 1937, Democrat Homer Holt became the state's 20th governor. Just 4 years earlier, the Lewisburg native had been swept into statewide office as attorney general in a Democratic wave that ended the Republicans' long-standing domination of West Virginia politics. He was only 34 at the time. Becoming Attorney General during the darkest days of the Great Depression, he worked with Governor H. Guy Kump to shore up the state's finances. He and Kump represented the more conservative Statehouse faction of the Democratic Party, as opposed to U.S. Senator Matthew Neely, a New Deal liberal who had the backing of labor. In 1936, Holt won a landslide and succeeded Kump as governor. Holt quickly made enemies of the unions, which cost him politically. In 1940, Neely defeated Holt's preferred candidate to become the next governor. After leaving office, Holt practiced law in Charleston before moving to New York to become general counsel and then a vice president and director for Union Carbide. In 1956, he bolted the Democratic Party to support Republican Cecil Underwood for governor. Homer Holt died in Charleston in 1976 at age 77. For more information on Governor Homer Holt, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by the Thrasher Group, providing civil engineering, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thethrashergroup.com.